You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Price.
How are you?
Well, I'm here holding on. So how are you and the family?
Ah, the family is fine. I am like you. I'm just struggling to hold on, too.
But your voice sounds a little bit different today, though.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Your voice sounds a bit different today.
That's because I'm not in the studio. I'm at home.
Oh, I see. No, I get it now. I see. Listen to me, Mr. Broadus. There's three things I really want to talk about quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, remember when Mr. Oinata was the Prime Minister?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what he said people should start to do backyard farming?
And he was laughed at.
And I called mm-hmm. in and
2007, he said it. I remember very well.
Yes, and I called in and said, that's a good idea. And this mm-hmm. person said, do you want people to get out their bed in the morning to go on fog ground and water ground? And I said, that's a good idea. Your parents and your grandparents used to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. But unfortunately now, we in this era, in the Bagatelle, cannot plant anything because we are overrun by monkey. And, you know, but no, I would say I will have to buy what I want to use to plant things to eat and, you know, and but now I cannot do it. The only thing they cannot pull is a yam. They pull off the vine, but they cannot get to the yam. That's the only mm-hmm. thing, Mr. Price, that they destroy everything you try to plant. Anyway, far from that now, I don't think this alphabetical order is going to work because the line very long. I think this the upgrade order for this bunch here should allow all day and 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Really long. Really, really long. And I think this is for the today for this order and another day for that order. And we don't need 2 days to talk. And I think that would work out much better.
You're going a little low, Benny. I didn't hear that last part.
Oh yes, I said we don't need this off day shopping because it's not working. The line is really, really long, and I think instead of say we get 2 days to do shopping, we should only get one full day. You understand?
Yeah, but your argument that the lines are very long,
yeah,
suggests why you should get 2 days, two bites at the same cherry. Because you have to remember the numbers of people that are involved here.
It's 7 days in a week. Couldn't we have the alphabet order go right to the 7 days a week then? Because most of the supermarket opens Sunday.
But they do go 7 days a week.
Yeah, but can't they then... Is it what today? Today date is what? A? B?
Today being it's today is Wednesday. It starts today.
Yeah.
All right.
And what did I put today?
Sorry to hear that one.
Is it A, B, C?
No, A and B. They're first. A and B are on Mondays between the hours of 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. That's at supermarket, fish markets, or hardware stores. And then they get a chance again. And they also go to the bank as well on Monday between 9 and 1. And then on Fridays, they get another chance to shop between 1 and 4 p.m.
One day, the whole day. Because if you go there, no, mister, you see the line. Oof.
God. Yes, but then if you don't get through today, because, don't forget, you have the supermarket, the fish market for those who need to go there, or the hardware store, or the bank.
Mm.
That is, let's just do A to B, okay?
Mm.
So those persons, on Monday, the only people who should be on the road, apart from essential workers, are people whose names end in A or B. In other words, Aline's, Braffitt's, Babs.
And Cummings.
No C's, just A or B. Okay? Just those. So on Monday, they're the only people who should be on the road, apart from essential workers. Right? And they can go to the bank as well as to the supermarket, the hardware store, or the fish market.
Mm-hmm.
They also get a chance on Fridays
mm-hmm.
that same A and B to go to the supermarket, Harvest or Fish Market again on Friday evenings. Right?
I think they should.
So I mean, this is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be looked at and be reviewed.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it needs to be tweaked, but the whole thing about it is that the whole concept here is that everybody has a chance to get out there and purchase what they need as against want, purchase what they need, and then go back inside and, stay indoors and keep themselves safe. The expectation is that some people will not get through on their first shopping day, and they will need a little time on a second day to get what they missed the first day. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's been given. But it's not going to be a perfect system for everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best thing that we have going. And I can't see if you have the supermarket is open for the whole day, but it's just that amount of time that's been allotted, because everybody got to get a piece of the action.
Yeah,
and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make sure everybody get a piece of the action, that there'll be no unnecessary crowding of the supermarkets or anything, that people will be able to keep their physical distance, because we do not want this thing to spread. Now, you could have a situation where the whole place can be locked down,
Yeah, that's true.
Because that has happened in some places where they literally shut down everything. No supermarkets open, nothing was happening, okay? And that is when the virus is really rampant. Now, we don't want that to happen. So that is why people need to observe the rules. And it's just for a short time. Jeez, what is the problem? It's just for a short time.
Mr. Price?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
There's no problem. Just because my good friend went shopping and she come back, she didn't even stop, and she tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I'm saying, the gentleman talk about the church should open. Is he crazy? In America, two church open and 70 of the people that was in the church got the virus now.
Mm-hmm.
70 of the people. Now, in my district in Jamaica, St. Catherine, you have to lock it down because people working and they know that some of them got it and they go to work. And now my district is closed down. And yet, half of those workers do not live in my district. They come from the country and come into my district, St. Catherine, Portmore. That's where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
My district used to call Newland, but they rename it Portmore. And now my district locked down with people that do not live there but work there. And now these 32 cases from there. See what I'm saying? It's really odd on my family now out there, because my 97 or 98-year-old auntie, now she cannot even go outside.
Benny, I'm losing you. Hello?
No, I said what I'm saying. In my district in St. Catherine in Jamaica, they have to close down that district because
52
cases come from there.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
All right, Benny. Thank you very much for your call. This person on the WhatsApp, they say they're a government. They're a government employee, and they're paid biweekly. I don't know what government employees are paid biweekly, but this is what this person here on the WhatsApp is claiming. And they say that they have not gotten their money today, and they would like to know when they're going to get their money, because their shopping day is on Saturday. So maybe you can send me some more details and say what exactly this is. The WhatsApper, you can tell us exactly what you do in government and how many workers will be affected, and and we will try to get the authority on the line to find out for you exactly what is happening there. We go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Go right ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Sanka. How are you doing?
I'm well.
I hope you and your family is keeping safe.
Yes. We hardly leave home. We don't leave home.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. What I'm calling to inquire about, my husband is a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of work now. But I remember when the Prime Minister addressed the country last month. She said she would give taxi drivers and beach renders some financial assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me where he would be able to obtain this assistance?
I don't know as yet. That has not been announced. The only financial assistance that has been discussed would be the $600 for vulnerable families. And then I think that's being coordinated by the mitigation unit, as well as what the Elder Affairs Department is doing. So those are the two things that I'm aware of. There's also another charitable organization at work. I don't have that note in front of me, so I can't talk about that. But I think that they're trying to help in terms of vulnerable families. But I'm happy that you've raised this, because it's something that really needs to be explored in terms of people who are self-employed. I don't know. Does your husband pay national insurance?
Yeah, he do.
Okay.
He went there yesterday, and I was telling him that they will not be able to give him self-employed people anything. So I was surprised to hear that.
Good. If you were listening to the show from the very beginning, I was making a point to someone about the good things in COVID that can come out of this whole crisis, because a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. One of the things that needs to happen is that people who are self-employed and who actually pay NAS, the NAS now has to look at another category of person, because the way it's structured, the self-employed can pay NAS, paying NAS, and when they retire, they get national insurance. Okay?
Yeah.
But what also has to be looked at now, and I suspect this is on the cards, is that a person who is self-employed and paying national insurance should be allowed to have, if they get into difficulties like something like this happening, because it could be, in this case it's a pandemic, but suppose it was a natural disaster, like a hurricane, which we are prone to, then they still can't make a living. They too should have access to unemployment benefits. So I think that one of the positives that will come out of this crisis is that this category of worker, which is the self-employed, and in this category we have those entrepreneurs who are usually self-employed, all those types of people, they would then be paying national insurance and be able to get unemployment benefits. And the other positive to this is that it would increase the amount of funds going to the NAS as well, because clearly that fund is going to be take a beating from this whole experience. Okay, of course that is no comfort for you at this time if there's no income. There's no money coming in, and you know you want some help. But the reality is that there is, apart from a special package that is going to be announced, as far as I remember, the Minister of Finance, Ryan Strachan, is supposed at some stage to announce some package that is being put in place for self-employed people like your husband, taxi drivers and whatnot. That has not been announced as yet. As far as I know, they're still working on that, still working on the details. But until then, you'll have to hold tight, huh?
Yeah, what's happening with us now, we have the mortgage to pay,
mm-hmm.
and we have all the utility bills coming in. I'm mm-hmm. not working, and mm-hmm. it's only him working because he has his own little taxi service, but now mm-hmm. everything is just, nothing is happening. And he's getting a bit frustrated.
Mm-hmm. He should be getting a little really frustrated because I would be too, and the fuck I am. But that is where the moratorium that the banks and credit unions have put in place has been a plus. So I would strongly suggest if he has not done that, he should contact his bank or his credit union and put his case to them. And people have been getting a break for 3 to 6 months because it is quite clear that this crisis is going to last for a while. This is not a fly-by-night thing. Because even when we get over the curfew, we're going to still have a problem going forward. We just have to take our time, you know, in how we open up the country. But clearly, this is going to take a little while. So therefore, he should really check with the credit union or the bank where he has the mortgage and to get that moratorium because that's what they're offering. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Lane.
Okay. You have a great day. 434-1790, Rastak Sacrifice with you, along with Michelle Brathwaite. And I asked the question someone to tell me what was happening. So, sorry, missed that off again. Before the break, we had a WhatsApp, but the person was saying that they're a biweekly government worker and they've not received their money today and their shopping day is on Saturday, so they want to know what's happening to the money. The person wrote me back just to say that they're a general worker in the Ministry of Education and they're paid every 2 weeks, which is on the 15th and the end of the month. And that's why they're concerned. They checked with the credit union and they have not received anything as yet and they want to know when this will happen. So what we'll have to do is to try to get some information for you. And anyone there from the Ministry of Education, Joy Adamson or others who are listening, could you just call us here at Brastax, let the producer, Michelle Brathwaite, know where you're calling from and she will put you through so that you can make the clarification for us. Also, this other person here on the WhatsApp is saying this ordering online for groceries is bare foolishness. It's bare foolishness. A friend of mine is a pensioner, and he ordered online from a well-known supermarket for groceries since last week, and he has not received them as yet. And he's calling the supermarket, and the lines are busy. Some supermarkets, in fact, have actually suspended this whole thing, and they're just doing back orders now because they were clearly overwhelmed by these online orders. The reality is that the supermarkets were not structured for this at all. They didn't have any infrastructure in place. It was something that they just did. It was not working, and that is why we now have this system that we have in place with the different different alphabet days to go to the supermarkets and the opening hours, etc., etc. That is why this has been put in place. So I would suspect that if you made an order, what the supermarket would be doing is to at least be contacting you at some point to let you know that your order is going to be coming or not coming. But that's all I can really say on that matter. This other person is saying that they work at the National Conservation Commission and they got paid 1 week and did not get paid next week, last week or this week. And the bank, the money has been put on the bank for them, so they also want to know what is happening. maybe somebody from NCC can give us a call. As I said, 434-1790. You just call the call that number. Let the producer know that you're calling from the particular organization, and you just going to clarify a certain point, and you'll be put right through. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. My point is, I've been told by my employers that they cannot find my damaged number. I've been trying to regain it from BRA, no avail to this date.
You can't find the Thomas number?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file last year?
Yeah. It that was all in your office.
Oh, all that was done in the office. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. I know, so they can't find it.
But as far as I know, Brad's offices are still open, even if it's a skeleton staff. The problem is nobody's really answering the call.
I didn't get success.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, you've aired it here. But hopefully somebody from Brad will be listening, and they can just give us a call. And so we can do some advice here for this gentleman and for those who will be in the same position who would have... where the workplace would have lost their Thomas number, and they need that again to file. But sir, tell me something. How are you coping with this shutdown?
Well, I got it rough now, because right now I'm dealing with fish vendors at Baxter Road at night.
You're dealing with what?
Selling fish. Fish fryers at night.
Uh-huh.
And the aqua was down. So there's no money coming in there now. Either. It's real hard on when it's real hard on me and the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I get some confirmation on that. What we should do? We cannot open stalls to sell fish at night.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no income coming in.
Mm-hmm. You understand the nature of the crisis?
Pardon me?
You do understand the nature of the crisis. It's a very contagious disease. Yeah. And you would understand, too, that there's certain categories of work that have not been allowed to start back as yet. Not only restaurants, as in your case, well, you may be a vendor, fish vendor, well, but you're a food vendor. But certain categories of vendors, even if you were selling clothes, toys, that sort of stuff, you can't start back. If you were selling vegetables and fruit, would that be different? Okay? So certain categories can't start back. And yes, it's very difficult because you're self-employed. So it can't be easy. But you have to also to recognize that the public health danger is such that you can't really be allowed to be out there working like this, because you become a danger to others and others become a danger to you, and they can come and infect you. You take it home for your family, and the rest is history, you know?
Yeah.
So it's for a short while. The shutdown is for a short while. It is going to be hard because all of us, some of us, I should say, I think the vast majority of us, don't really have the resources, but government is putting things in place, and people have been receiving help. If you fall into one of those categories where you will need that level of assistance from the welfare department or from the mitigation unit, you can give them a call. I don't have the number close to hand right now, but I'll get that for you, and I'll air it a little later. But the whole thing about it is that these are the sort of things that are being put in place to help. But at the end of the day, whether these things are in place or not, we all have to remember that the most important thing is life. We need to stay alive, and we want to stay alive. Because when you got life, you can fight to get a living, to continue. All right? And it's just for a short while. All right?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right, my brother. You take good care of yourself. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. Come. Can you speak up a little bit? I can hardly hear you.
How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Turn off that radio, Mr. Right, sir. I called about the sanitizing, the different things that you got to sanitize and things like that there. Now, I assume that the supermarkets and the banks is cleaning the place up every day and the cleaners is coming to clean it up. I would hope that when they finish cleaning it up, they sanitize the banks and the supermarkets before the people go into shop. But especially the banks. You know, women like to walk with a lot of bags. When they go in the bank, they put the bank bag on the counter, and they got to go in and search for all kinds of things to get what they want. They sanitize that there too. And one of the most dangerous things that they got is the cell phone. The cell phone, one of them had some kind of a marker that used to draw across. Then you want to swipe. No, you swipe with your finger. You swipe with your finger every time you make a call, or if you want to turn off your phone and things like that. So I want to know if you sanitize these things each time you're going to swipe.
All right, you're talking two separate things. One is commercial and one is personal. Dealing with the commercial aspect first, this is at the supermarkets and the banks. I can't speak so much to the banks because I haven't been to the bank. But even prior to the major shutdown, to the first when the curfew first came in, the supermarkets, a number of supermarkets were one. Continually cleaning. That is, they had one of their employees actually spraying the handles for the carts. You know, the carts and the baskets that people would come in and take. So I mean, that was going on at small supermarkets because I was doing it in a working capacity. So I saw small supermarkets and large supermarkets. They were doing that as a continuing thing. They were also as part of the whole continuous process. The cashiers were making sure to wipe down the. They're on the counter, you know, right, to make sure that when you put your things down, that the things that were done before, all the products that were from the person before you, they would clean it off before you actually get a chance to put down yours, to make sure that whole space was as clean as possible. In terms of from the personal angle, it is your responsibility if you own a cell phone to keep it clean. Cell phones are notorious to hold germs because they're part and parcel of us, you know. And we tend to just have it in our hands all the time, and because of that, we need to keep them clean. So that's our responsibility as individuals.
So how are the banks with the counters that the people is?
Well, I haven't gone into a bank, but I would think that the bank would have people going around doing that. As I said, I can't swear to it because I have not been into the bank, so I can't swear to that. But I would think that is something that they would do as a matter of course, because it's a necessity, and what they have been trying to do is to minimize anybody contracting disease on their premises or anywhere else. Because let's be practical, this disease is not. Okay, give me a second. This disease is not good for business. Okay, this disease isn't good for nobody. And those people, those businesses that are open, it is within their interest to get this disease cured as fast as possible, or rather, not cured, but to see less cases occurring. Because nobody is profiting from this, you know. I mean, the vast majority of people not profiting. There's some people who obviously profit, like the people who make sanitizers, people making masks and whatnot. They will be, but a lot of them are just retooling what they would normally do these other things as an alternative to make up an income. But everybody's losing money because of this disease. Everybody, all over the world.
You made a chance there before you go.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Now, they say that the virus don't like nothing hot. They don't like alcohol. But yes, sir, they don't want people to drink alcohol. They don't want people to buy alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Now, we got to find a way to kill this virus. You can't depend on the outside world to tell you when it's gone. Now, the way you can send around a truck every year or every other month saying the fogging. You can't send wrong a thing at night or evenings or wherever, wrong the neighborhoods to sanitize the places, watch the people inside the house.
You're dealing with here, sir. You're dealing with a virus. All right. You're talking about mosquitoes, which is something totally different from this.
Virus.
No. The big difference is that the vector is the mosquito. Okay, you can identify the mosquito, you can find where it is, and you can exterminate the mosquito and help to exterminate the problem. The problem with the novel coronavirus. Can I give me a second now? I'm going to talk. The problem with the novel coronavirus is that it can transmit it from person to person through droplets. Okay? In other words, when you're speaking, when you're sneezing, when you're coughing, the droplets come out, go in a person's mouth, nose, eyes, and then you can pass it on. You can't spray something for that. All right? And you can't drink a good rum or whiskey or gin or vodka to deal with it either. At this stage, the prohibition on the sale of alcohol is a wise thing. Because let's face facts, you got people now who have to be in close quarters in a home environment. They're talking about a family environment, a household environment with other people. You don't need somebody going off crazy drinking. Okay? Because there's some people who have a drinking problem. And when they drink, they do crazy things. You need to stop that. Plus, you need people to be thinking and to be level-headed.
You know,
okay? And if you have your alcohol at home, fine. You drink it. But you're not selling it. As I said, this disease is not... Very few people are profiting from this. Okay? Everybody getting a squeeze in some form or fashion. Your last word.
Listen,
hello?
Yes. There are certain people sleeping on say, shops. Drink garbage. Drink bottles of the garbage cans. And they're still living. By the gas station and put your hand in a can with a ball with liquid in it and drink it. He's still living it. That's about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand. You've got to try something. You don't know what it is, but I'll try no suggestions. If you say wrong something, to fog, like a fogging machine,
it
can't kill the virus. If sanitize my hand, it can kill the virus.
Okay.
If it sanitize, if it can really in your body and sanitize, it can't kill the virus. I don't understand that. That's got me confused.
So I don't know if to take you serious or not, to be honest with you, but I'm going to take you serious. Come on. Drinking alcohol has not the same thing. And I mean, common sense will tell you that. All right? We have to take a commercial break, but so thank you very much. Before you go, though, I just want to say this. WhatsApp, this came in Republic Bank 6 Rose. They have a person cleaning and disinfecting all the comp points after use before the next customer is allowed. So thank you very much for sending that WhatsApp. And this other person, is asking, I just came from Warren's and I'm seeing coconut vendors selling on the highway. Is this allowed? The good question. I'll try to find that out for you. Rasak, thank you, Christ with you, along with Misha Bradford, 4341790. That's our number to call. And, of course, we have to take a break at 11:55 for the regional roundup. So we're trying to get one call in at least. You're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, and how are you?
I am well. What's on your mind today?
This is a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brastax family.
Yes, thank you. I'm just trying to say about this shopping in the supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, or most people, are not just making a list and taking up something quickly and getting out. So that is why the lines are long, and people have to turn back. My daughter was in the line this morning from 7, and when 11 o'clock, 35 people were in front of her, so and the door shut, so you have to go back. Okay?
I'm glad you raised that, because, in fact, one of the last ads that came on, they asked people to make a list and so they can expedite. And that is going to be important given the hundreds of people who are going to be involved every day for the few hours that they are allowed. As I was saying earlier, the system is set up to accommodate everybody.
Yes.
But we have got to work
if
with the authorities.
Follow and adhere, but
yes.
They're not doing it. Right, you have to put that in place now to tell the guard or whatever, well, you can be 15 minutes, you're 15 minutes, you're 15 minutes for that to happen. And I don't know how it will happen. Okay? And another point is, too, I saw a long line to go to the supermarket this morning, too, and only about 6 people had masks on. You know, you have to emphasize, you have to wear a mask in public and break down to the Beijing's what public means. It means going on a bus, going on a ZR, going in the supermarket, walking. Wear a mask in public. They're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Very true.
That this thing is, they see that this thing is just a joke. You know?
The sad thing is that I don't think enough people are taking this.
No.
Infectious disease as seriously as they should be, and maybe somebody close to them has to suffer and die. Maybe it needs a stringent shutdown where literally nobody can come out of their house at all to
and
do anything.
If I see people walking,
I don't know.
Street exercising.
Yeah. Yeah.
No mask.
Yeah, which is sad because and we have to emphasize the point about the mask. It's not foolproof. We recognize it's not foolproof. But if you wear a mask and I wear a mask,
right,
then it's less likely of the infection passing on because we're all wearing masks. So all our droplets will stay with us. So we're less likely to pass on anything if we have anything or contract anything from somebody who we're speaking to or who's in close proximity to us while we're in the supermarket or while we're out on the road on the designated day and times that we're supposed to be. So it makes sense.
Talk to the cashier and the cashier talk to you. Both should be in a mask.
This, precisely. You know? Well, you all I can hope is that you are practicing that and that you continue to do that to safeguard yourself because it's a necessity.
I have the underlying conditions and I'm past 60, so I have to.
Yes. How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind saying, since I don't know who I'm talking to?
I am 62 years old.
Do you live in the house with other people?
I live with my son. Me and
my
son live together. And by the way, I do caregiver. I do the job of caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
My employer has applied for my pass about 2 weeks ago. And to it hasn't been heard from. Nothing has been sent on my phone. So I don't know if the police stopped me. And my daughter has to drop me to work. And I don't know if the police stopped us, what was going to come.
Okay. But you should have a pass.
It hasn't come to my phone as yet. My employer applied for it, and it's not being sent to my phone as yet.
Right. Okay, I'll chase down there and see what's happening with those passes.
Yeah.
Yes, we really have to do. All right, ma'am. You take good care and try to stay safe, huh?
My son lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
My son is 27, and he's very overprotective of me, as I would say.
He should be. He should be. This is his mother. He should be very overprotective. I hope that he is observing the rules, which is his when he goes out in public, if he has to, because he really should be at home. Unless he's an essential worker, he should really be at home.
If he has to go to the village shop and he comes mm-hmm. back, he makes sure he washes his hands before he turns the doorknob to come
mm-hmm.
in. Right, doorknobs are very important, too.
And he's wearing his mask.
Yes.
What would you tell other people who have comorbidities and they're living in homes with children, young children and whatnot? What would be your advice to them, given what you're going through right now?
Well, just you have to obey and to keep washing your hands. Like sometimes I end up washing my hands like 10 times a day and I'm not leaving home.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
If you go through a door and you touch it, make sure you spray it down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that is quite important, too, is if somebody comes to visit you
mm-hmm.
or if somebody drops off something for you,
mm-hmm.
make sure you sanitize it before you actually take it in the house.
Yeah.
The hands of the bag that you have on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
All right. Well, you're on the right track. So you take good care and stay safe.